Bernie Sanders vows to stop deportations for thousands of convicted murderers, sex offenders. By John Binder on November 8, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, is planning to halt deportations for all illegal aliens in federal custody, including those who are convicted murderers, sex offenders, sexual assailants, and drunk drivers. In his national immigration plan released this week, Sanders, who once disavowed open borders and endorsed more detention space for border crossers, is now vowing to halt the deportation of all illegal aliens currently in deportation proceedings in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody, regardless of their criminal history. In any given year, more than 6,600 convicted murderers and sex offenders are arrested by ICE and placed into deportation proceedings. Under Sanders' plan, those criminal illegal aliens would have their deportations halted, allowing them to remain in the United States for an extended period of time. In December 2018, there were more than 6,100 Level 1 convicted criminals in ICE custody. These are the most violent, career criminal types. Sanders' plan would ensure that none are deported. At the same time that ICE would be banned from deporting even the most violent convicted criminal illegal aliens under Sanders' plan, new arrests by ICE agents would pile up and potentially cause a shortage of detention space for the agency. One particular case, for example, involves 59-year-old Amir Abdelghani, a convicted terrorist, who was deported this year by ICE. Sanders' plan, though, would have halted his deportation. Jumping to copy Sanders' plan, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, who has promised to decriminalize illegal immigration, said this week that she may halt all deportations of illegal aliens until Congress passes an amnesty for the 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.